Francisco. So we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for giving us a sound mind and health that we can come here this morning again to worship you and be close to you. Pray, Lord, that you will fill thy presence with us so that we can learn from your word as we learn about the life of Jesus Christ and what he had done for all of us. May the review and the study of his life encourage us, inspire us, so that we can know him better and trust him more. May he become a guidance of all our lives. We ask in Christ's name. Last time, and I shared with you, we were studying about the life of Christ, particularly during his childhood and up to the time when he was about 12 years old.
那上一次我讲到的时候，主要是讲耶稣的童年时代，从他出生到他十二岁的时候。
We know how much traumatic experiences he has gone through, especially when he was a child.
那我们就是了解到耶稣，他的童年，他的出生是多么一件奇妙的事情。
And we also know that he was very well educated and very wise, because by the time he was 12 years old, he went to the temple and he reasoned with the religious leader in the temple.
那我们知道他从小很有智慧，而且受到很良好的教育，所以他去那边圣殿呢。 去和那些宗教领袖有一些互动。
Actually, for most of us, if you look back, 12 years old is about the transitional time from adolescent to more or less adult.
那我们知道12岁这个年龄呢，正好就是从童年转向青少年的这个转折期。
And this is a quite important transitional period in all our lives.
那么在我们所有人中，人生中，这是一个非常很重要、关键的一个转折点。
And actually, Christ's life also gives us similarity that we can relate to.
那耶稣基督他的人生呢，实际上跟我们非常的接近，我们可以从他的人生中得到一定的这个启发和比较。
But then today I'm going to share with you as to what happened between the time when he was 12 and the time that he came out to start his ministry. By that time he was about 30 years old.
那我们今天要讲的呢，就是从他12岁到他30岁这一段他的一生，30岁以后呢，他开始传道。
We know though that when he was 12 years old, he was already very knowledgeable about the Old Testament and the Jewish law and all the custom.
那他12岁的时候，他已经受到良好的教育，对于犹太人的法律都非常的了解和旧约都非常的熟悉。
So now he is, after he returned to Nazareth, after the Jerusalem visit, we have very limited knowledge about what happened to him, to his life, until he started coming out to start his ministry.
那他从耶路撒冷回到拉撒勒的时候，那一段时间我们了解的不多，但是他后面就开始传道了，我们对他就有更多的了解。
So in my mind, this is a period of obscurity for him.
那对我们来讲，这一段时间其实是描述的不是太清楚，比较模糊。
But in studying about his life and think about his life these past few weeks, I believe there are small information here and there over the Bible that we can use. And thinking, putting all this together, we can infer to certain things about this period of his life that I believe is easy for us to imagine and understand.
那在过去这几周呢，我在仔细的研读圣经，那发现在圣经里面有很多的地方，这里或那里有讲到这段时间，所以我们把它们汇总在一起，就会对耶稣他这一段的生平有更多的了解。
As you know, when you study the Bible doesn't give you all the information you want to know right in front of you. So theologians, when they try to understand what that passage mean in the Bible, they usually have to go back and study the culture, how people behave, the custom, and the particular nationality, especially in the Middle East at that time in the Palestine. So knowing the culture, the language, and the situation at that time, we can better understand each situation of the Bible that was presented at that time.period of time.
Okay, 圣经呢，它就是说，其实没有展现我们所要想知道的一切的信息。但是呢，那个神学家呢，他们往往就是在了解，就是继续的做研究，了解当时那个社会的一些文化、语言呢各方面，来更多的来让我们了解耶稣那一段时间的所发生的事情。
So why is it so important to know about Jesus' life?
那为什么这么重？我们要就是非常重要的，我们需要学习耶稣的这个生平呢
？I believe because I'm a believer, I like to know more about his life.
因为我是信耶稣的人，我是一个基督徒，所以我就想更多的了解耶稣。
The reason he came as a human because he wanted to relate to us. So his life obviously become very important to us.
那他道成肉身来到这个世界上，就是要有和我们发生关系。所以呢，我们就需要更多的去接近他，去了解他。
So I believe that we want to know more about his life is because he is our model.
那我们更多的想了解他，那就是因为他是我们的榜样。
And also, the Bible have documented his life from, I would say, from cradle to the grave.
那圣经呢？就是描述了耶稣的一生，从他在摇篮里出生，一直到他到坟墓。
And so he can give us an example because all of us will live through this period of life too.
所以他就给了我们很好的一个。榜样一个例子，因为我们每一个人也要经过走过这样的人生的道路，从摇篮到坟墓。
When we were young, especially our teenager here, usually many of us, when we grow up, we want to find a model for our life. We want to find a hero that we can worship and learn from.
那我们每个人，还有像在座的这个青少年，在我们的成长过程中呢？我们往往希望找到一个榜样，一个英雄，一个榜样来崇拜他。
Now, we have quite a few teenagers among us here. Any of you, do you have a hero in your life that you worship? Can you raise your hand? Do you have somebody in particular in your life that you wish you are like that person? Can you raise your hand?
你们青少年，如果你们觉得心中自己有这样一个崇拜的一个对象，请你举手。你们希望像他那样向他学习。
Well, you will, but I would say that if you don't have one, I recommend one for you.
如果你没有的话，我现在就向你推荐一个。
And that will be Jesus.
那就是耶稣基督。
Does it mean anything to you? How many have you seen this before? Know what it means?
谁见过这个?
Good. We have a couple of that. You will have to be about 25 or 20, at least 20 years old before you knew about this thing.
你得要20岁。
What does it stand for? What does it stand for?
这个是什么意思呢?
Well, I'll give you the answer.
那我给你们答案。
What would Jesus do?
耶稣会怎么做呢?
WWJD. Now, this is a band you wear like a watch.
那就像一个手表，一个这个手腕，你戴在手上的。
Especially for the young people, this is related to you, okay? So this sharing today, not just for old folks, particularly for you.
所以不仅仅是跟你们成人在分享，那主要还要跟青少年分享。Back
in the 1990s,
90年代,
there was a significant movement going on around this country.
在这个国家有这样一个运动。
Young people become very enthusiastic about their Christian faith.
那年轻人对这个基督信仰特别的有热情。
So when they come to problem, they have difficult solving.
他们有麻烦的时候，不知道怎么办的时候。
They will encourage each other.
他们就互相的鼓励。
They said, "Well, what if Jesus is in your position?"
他们就会问，如果你在这种情况下，耶稣基督会怎么做呢？
What will he do if he experienced the challenge that you have in your life?
那你面对的挑战，如果是耶稣基督在这个情况下，他会怎么做？
So this movement becomes something that young people particularly encourage one another.
所以这个运动成为年轻人互相鼓励的一个情形。
And apparently, I believe it was popular for the next 10 years or more.
那后面十年都特别的流行。
So young people, a lot of them, if they are serious Christian, they will say, well, let's just have a band.
那年轻人他们是非常认真的这个很有追求的基督徒，他们
We look at our watch every day.
我们每天看着这个手表。
So when something challenges you in life, then you can remind yourself, what would Jesus do?
所以你面对着挑战的时候，你就会看这个带的这个 band。
But for some reason, kind of this enthusiasm started to wind down.
那这种热情后来慢慢的减退了。
That's why not many of us heard or know about it at this time, 25 years later.
所以你们在座的不是很多的人都知道这个。
But I want to tell you though, if you are interested, these bands are still available on the internet.
如果你很感兴趣的话，在这个 互联网上你还可以买得到这样的一个 band。
So if you think after all this sharing today, it will help you to remind you about Jesus in your life, this might be something you want to do for a while.
所以这个会提醒你，耶稣基督会怎么做，会帮助我们。
I'm going to share with you six things I learned studying the life of Christ, particularly during this period. From 12 to 30.
那通过学习耶稣十二岁到二十岁这之间的他的生活，那我今天想给你们分享五点。
It is true, we didn't know a whole lot about him during this period of time.
确实是我们对他这一段时间的生活其实了解的不太多。
But from verses in the Bible, Old and New Testament, here and there, we can trace back as to what his life would have been during this 18 years period of time.
那在这个圣经里面，其实有不同的地方都提到了他这段时间的生活。
Now today I just send you two very brief passages from the Bible, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament.
那今天我要给大家分享两处经文，一个是在旧约，一个在新约。
Now we know Isaiah is one of the prophets. It gave the most information before Christ came to this earth.
那耶稣来到世界之前，以赛亚这个先知呢，其实给了我们很多的信息。
Now Isaiah is a prophet who lived about 700 years before Christ's time.
那以赛亚呢，是在耶稣来到这个世界前的700年前。
But as a prophet, he gave the most detail about Christ's life. In just a matter of one chapter in his book, he already summarized a lot about Christ's life.
那作为一个先知呢，他其实已经讲了很多关于这个耶稣基督的生活。
I gave you only three verses today, but if we have time, read through the whole chapter of 53.
那今天我给你们三段经文，但是如果有时间的话，我们可以阅读整个的。
You can read it for yourself, and I think you will summarize about Christ's life.
那他总结了这个耶稣基督的生活。
But then I also gave you just a brief word, two verses from the.
我们来看两段经文。From
the book of Luke, chapter 2, 51 and 52, we read about today.
路加福音，我们刚才读了。Just
for two verses, we can. Infer that a lot of things happened in Christ's life, but summarized only in two verses.
所以从这两段经文，我们可以推测耶稣基督的生活。
So the first thing I want to share with you is about the silent witness.
那第一点我想分享的就是沉默的见证人。
Christ is. As I understand it, just like any one of us during that period of his life.
那么耶稣基督在他那段时间呢，其实就像你和我一样的一个普通平常的人。
The first three verses of Isaiah 53 told us he has a hard life to start with.
那在以赛亚53章1到3节这里面说了，他一出生到这个世界上，其实是非常艰难的。
Very descriptive, I think.
但是他这个描述了他的生活。
How can you grow something in really dry land?
你怎么在这个非常干燥的这样的地方能够成长呢？
In other words, to have a tiny, really tender root growing up of dry ground, make a lot of effort, don't you think? If you are a farmer, you understand.
所以那样干燥的一个很贫穷的地方，这个作为一个农夫，其实非常难的那种生活。
Our pastor likes to plant. He has a little garden in front of his residence. Our pastor.
Our pastor.
He likes to plant.
我们的牧师非常喜欢种地。
He has a little vegetable garden in front of his.
那在他的房子前面，他种开片了一片的这个菜园子。
He has very rich soil.
他的土壤非常的肥沃那边。Fertilizer. 用了这个什么叫什么施肥的。<laughs>
If you look at it in the summer, you like to have some of those vegetables take home with you.
那夏天的时候，你们就在那个园子里可以随便摘菜，拿回家。<laughs>
But you ask him, if his garden has no water, dry soil, very dry soil, no fertilizer, how difficult it is to grow a plant.
所以你们可以问牧师，如果那个地非常的干燥，没有这个肥料的话，这个地是可以怎么种
？Well, Isaiah just in a few words say he grew out from dry ground like a tiny little shoot of plant.
所以以赛亚在描述耶稣的生平的时候，他一开始就是他出生在那样的干燥的一个土地。
He also told us that he had no real attractive feature on him.
其实他开始就没有什么非常吸引人的地方。
You look at him, he doesn't look an extraordinary person.
那刚开始他看到跟普通人是一模一样。
But then, the New Testament told us that he was in favor of man and God.
那新约告诉我们，他受到人和神的喜爱。
So he had some special feature in him that had nothing to do with external appearance.
那实际上他很有吸引人的特征的地方，其实并不是在他的外表。So
basically, it's all coming out from the heart, not the outside.
那是从他的心所发出的，不是从外表来的。Yeah,
one of the interesting things is that he lived in a very small village town called Nazareth.
那很有意思的事情，他出生在一个成长在一个非常小的村庄叫拿撒勒。But
if you look at the geography. There is another bigger town called Sepphoris.
其实你们如果看那个地图的话，还有一个大一点的城市叫塞浦路斯。
Just a few miles northwest of Nazareth.
在拿撒勒西边的几英里的地方。
So basically, Jesus grew and was nourished during this 18 periods of time in a small village town next to a much bigger city.
那实际上他是在一个小镇长大的，是在一个大城市的旁边。
Well, we do consult Ben call a little village town, which is not quite true. But we know Chicago is a big city, right? Well-known city in this country and the world.
所以我们可以拿南湾这个地方和 Chicago 来做比较。我们 South Bend 虽然南湾不是那么小，其实相比相当的。
Unless you never live South Bend.
除非你从来没有。
Unless you never live South Bend.
除非你从来不离开南湾。
You never visit Chicago.
从来不去芝加哥。
Maybe you live in a little town like Napanee or some of the other smallest village towns around here.
那或者你住在甚至离这里更远的偏远的一些小镇上，那不离。
Then you'll be very limited to what you know about the world, right?
那可能你对这个世界上所了解的是有限的。
Interestingly, before the internet and all those commercials and the TV and all those shows, there are quite a lot of people in the Midwest, especially south of here, like in Kentucky and so forth, or Tennessee, Kentucky. There are some people who live just in a small village, farmer and so forth, all their life. They never step out of their town.
那在这个互联网或者是电视这样的媒体发明之前，其实有很多人在中西部，他就住在比如说这个肯塔基一些其他的这个南边一点的州，有些人一辈子没有离开他的家乡，离开他那个小镇子。
So when I was a student, we traveled down south a little bit in the winter months, passing through Kentucky and Tennessee and so forth.
那我做学生的时候，曾经开车往南开。到肯塔基和这个田纳西州，经过那些小镇。
I would take my family just have a winter break, for example, for a few days.
那冬天的时候，我们去度假，往南开。
Well, we will end up at night in a small town in Tennessee, for example.
那有一次，我们在田纳西州的一个小镇过夜。
We went for a little supper, quick supper.
我们在那里吃晚餐。
The interesting thing is when we all walk into the restaurant, everybody looks at us as if we are from outer space.
那我们走进那个小的走进餐馆的时候，所有人都看着我们，好像我们是外星人。
I think the reason is they hardly see any Chinese in their life.
所以不难想象，他们一辈子可能从来没有见过中国人。
That's why, because they never left their town in their life, never traveled overseas.
因为他们从来没有离开过他们那个小镇，从来没有留洋到别的国家去旅行过。
But Christ in a situation like this, he lived in a small town, Nazareth. But I think because he is a very learned person, I'm sure he traveled around, particularly to Sepphoris, and learned a lot about modern life during his time.
那耶稣他就是出生在这种相似的小镇子，但是他的知识非常的丰富，他也到了附近的一些大一点的城市。
As you know, he is a carpenter's son.
他是一个木匠的儿子。
Very likely, he'll be doing a lot of carpentry work, learning from his father Joseph.
那很有可能他和约瑟他的父亲学习一些木工的活。
At that time, a lot of people they have to keep some animals, you know, at home too. Very common.
那个时候非常常见的就是他们把那个牲畜动物也放在家里。
So I don't think it's far-fetched to think that he could be a little part-time shepherd boy too.
那么也有可能他就是一个兼职，就有时候也去放羊。
Because of his exposure in a small town and bigger city and relating to people, I'm sure he learned a lot about his culture, about his people, about the Jewish way of life, a lot during this period of time.
那他在这个村庄或者是附近的城市，他跟其他人都有交往。所以他对他们的文化、习俗各方面都非常的了解，就是知识也非常的丰富。
So I think that I can say that since he knew so much already when he was 12 years old, he must be learning a lot for the rest of his life until he was 30 years old.
那十二岁他就已经非常的知识丰富了。那想象十二岁到二十岁期间，他会继续的学习。会了解更多的东西。
But there's important thing that is that I call it the silent witness is that during this time, there's not much unusual thing that is reported about him.
那这段时间, 我称他是就是沉默的见证人, 因为没有什么特别的一些描述。
The second thing I want to share with you is that he is both a humble steward and an obedient servant.
那第二点呢, 我想要跟大家分享的就是他是一个很谦卑的这样一个服务人, 服务生, 而且是一个非常的顺服的仆人。
Now, as I said, that not only he was the carpenter's son,
他不仅是木匠的儿子,
the Bible told us from a few Bible verses from the New Testament that Jesus also has four stepbrothers and at least two sisters. The Bible didn't say how many, but sister was in plural, so at least there are two of them.
所以在新约里面描述了耶稣他还有四个弟兄和两个姐妹。
I call it step brother and sister because Christ's birth is different from the rest of his brother and sister. You knew about that, right?
我称他们为这个 step 就是叫什么？继兄弟 ？No. step. Brothers and sisters.
Anyway,
因为他的出生跟他其他的弟兄姐妹是不一样的。
The four gospel gave us some idea, and they did mention more than a couple of times that he did have four brothers, and they even mentioned the name of four his brothers, and then two sisters.
那圣经里面甚至提到他四个弟兄的名字，还有两个姐妹。
Now imagine he is the oldest in the family.
他是这个家庭中的长子。
All of you know the oldest used to be bear responsibility.
那知道最大的长子他的责任。
And actually, in Jewish culture, a lot of things quite similar to the Oriental culture.
那在犹太人的文化其实跟东方人的文化很相近。
But anyway, he's the oldest in the family. You can imagine during this time living with his family, he also had a lot of responsibility.
所以我们想象这段时间作为长子。 跟家人在一起,
he has to take care of the family,
他得照顾家庭,
help his father,
帮助他的父亲,
and also responsibility for younger brother and sister.
还照看弟兄姐妹。
And we didn't know for sure when Joseph passed away.
我们不知道约瑟什么时候去世的。
But by the time Jesus came out to his ministry, his father already gone.
那耶稣出来, 这个事工传道的时候, 他的父亲已经去世了。
So if his father had passed away much earlier, he will also have the responsibility to help his mom and help the rest of the family.
如果他的父亲比较早的去世, 所以作为长子, 他有更多的责任要帮助他的母亲和他的家庭。
Another thing is that you would think somebody so important in Jesus will have a lot of action going on during this period of his life.
那么你会以为他有很多的一些行动行为。
But if any of those things that are very major happening, it will have read it in history.
如果是当时有这样重大的事情发生，他一定会记录在历史中。
But he lived just a very quiet life during this period of time.
那这段时间呢，他实际上是非常的这个平静的。
But as we read in Luke chapter 2,
路加福音第二章。
He had developed very good relationship with people and also with God.
他和周围的人有很好的关系，和神有很好的关系。
I tell you, it is easy to read, but it's very hard to do. And all of us know it.
其实我们知道，这样读起来很容易，但是做起来是非常的难。
If you have no good relationship with people, it may be hard to have good relationship with God.
如果你和人有很好的关系， 有可能你和神就没有很好的关系。
And it's a difficult balance.
这个很难平衡的事情。
But the Bible says he was able to accomplish the perfect balance between man and God.
那从圣经中看, 他这样的平衡保持得非常的好, 跟人也有很好的关系, 跟神也有很好的关系。
And the Bible told us also that he was very obedient to both his parents.
那圣经告诉我们, 他对父母, 对神, 都非常的这个顺服。
The third thing I want to share with you about that I learned about his life is that Jesus was a very studious scholar.
那第三点我想跟大家分享的就是, 耶稣是一个好学好问的一个学者。
Why do I say that?
为什么这样说呢?
For one thing, I already shared with you when he was 12 years old, he already knew the Old Testament very well. He quoted from the Old Testament.
那我们知道他12岁的时候对于旧约都非常的了解，因为他常常的引用旧约。
And he actually outsmarted all the religious leaders. They were really amazed about him.
那实际上有时候他比那些宗教领袖都更有智慧，更有知识，所以他们对他非常的惊讶。
So after he had this experience 12 years old, he went back to Nazareth.
然后他就后来回到了拿撒勒。
And it would seem like that he was a little naughty, you know. He just went to the temple and without telling his parents.
那好像他很幸运，他就没有跟他父母讲，就去耶路撒冷的这个圣殿。
So after they found that he was not with the group going back to Nazareth, they were very concerned about him.
那他的父母非常的担心，因为他没有和家人一起回到拉撒勒。
It took 3 days before they found him talking to those leaders in the temple. But when his mother asked him, "What are you doing here? Looking for you for 3 days. What do you think you are doing?"
His mother asked.
We were worried to death.
我们都吓得要死。
You know what Jesus said?
那耶稣说什么呢?
He said, "Didn't you know I'm about my Father's work?"
他说，你知道吗? 我正在做我的父的工。
He has a goal in mind. He was very focused.
他的思想行动都非常的集中。
So for some reason, this important mission distracted him, you can say in a way. He's finding out, oh, not that important to tell my folks I will be doing this.
所以他就是说没有跟父母讲，然后他自己就在做他要做的工。
Well, I think we can understand that this is human. This is human.
那我们知道这个其实就是一个人性的表现。
Have you ever had your parents ask you, "What have you been doing? I've been looking for you all day long."
那父母，你们的父母有没有这样问过？你到哪里去了？我找了你一天。
Or if you are a good student and good studious person, you will say, "Well, don't you know I have a project? I was studying with my classmate all day long to work on this project."
如果你是一个好学生，那你可能会跟你父母说，你不知道吗？我跟我的同学在一起在搞这个一个项目，我们学习了一天。
Well, this is part of Jesus' life too.
那这也是耶稣他的生活的一部分。So,
the third point I mentioned to you, he was a very studious scholar.
那他是一个勤学好问的一个学者。And
as I told you, he lived in a small town, and he kind of not far away from a real big town.
那他住在一个小村庄里面，那离一个大城市不太远。So
he learned about country life, and he learned about city life.
所以他知道农村乡村的生活，也知道城市的生活。And
how do you know that he is a studious scholar?
那你们怎么知道他是这样一个勤学好问的学者呢？
Something that really impressed me about the Bible is this.
那我印象深刻的是，
whether Old Testament or New Testament,
不管是旧约还是新约，
it's a storytelling book.
是那个故事，讲的故事。
All young people starting from 2 or 3 years old, you want to read them story.
那两三岁的孩子要来读故事。
Parents like to read children story before bedtime.
父母在孩子睡觉前跟他们讲故事。
The Old Testament wrote a lot about history of victory or failure about people in Palestine.
那旧约的时候讲了巴勒斯坦期间人们的这个胜利还有失败。
So we learn from other people's experience in terms of story or narratives.
那我们从一些故事，我们了解到其他人的生活。
Jesus was very smart.
耶稣非常的聪明。
He told many parables during his ministry.
在他布道期间，他讲了很多的预言。
I try to explain a concept to you.
那我想先跟你解释一个概念。
I have talked 10 times, you still don't understand.
我跟你讲了10遍，你还不了解。
Okay, so I'll give you a story.
那我跟你们讲一个故事。
Now, if you understand the story,
如果你了解这个故事,
you understand the moral concept behind the story.
那在这个故事里面就有很多道德的一些 含义。
That's why parables are so important that Christ used during his ministry to explain what he has in mind to tell people.
所以耶稣在那个布道的那段时间用了很多的这样的比喻、预言来跟人们讲故事。
He talked a lot about the story which is from that he learned from his own life in the small village and in the city.
那这些故事呢，实际上他就是引用他自己小村庄或者一些城市里面的这样的真实的一些人生的一些经历。
And he used great wisdom of choosing how to present it.
那他很有智慧来选择怎么样来表达，怎么样来讲述这些故事。
Two of the most important or most well-known parables are what?
两个很著名的这个预言比喻是什么?
The Good Samaritan.
好的撒玛利亚人。
The Prodigal Son.
这个浪子的故事。
All of you learn about this story, right?
你们可能都学过这些故事。
If you know about this Samaritan story, you know what kind of person you should be in life.
所以如果你了解撒玛利亚人的这样的故事，你就应该知道你在生活中应该成为一个什么样的人。
If you know about the prodigal son story, you know how dedicated parents are to their children.
那如果你知道浪子的这个故事，你要知道作为父母怎么样来对待孩子。
And how forgiving they are.
他们怎么样来饶恕。
Now Christ used this parable to present his moral message to people.
那耶稣用他这样的一些比喻、预言来讲述这样的道德的故事、道德的价值观。
How did he come up with those parables?
那这些是怎么编出来的呢?
Why? Because he lived 18 years in the Jewish culture.
那在犹太人的这个文化中，他生活了18年。
People at his time understand what he was saying because it was so true to life to them.
那些人就能够听得懂他所讲的故事，因为这就是他们在平常生活中所经历的事情。
And that is why he used them in order to reach out when he preached and teach them.
所以他布道的时候就用了很多这样的寓言故事来教导他们。
Now for the young people here, then I want to share a little bit of something with you too.
那这里的年轻人，我想跟你们再多分享一点。10年窗下无人问，一举成名天下知。
What does it say? It takes 10 years of obscurity to bring about fame and recognition by the world. You can translate in Mandarin.
Yeah, do you understand Cantonese?
How many of you have heard of this Chinese saying? Well, young people, write it down. Why? Because when I left Hong Kong from high school coming to this country,
那我这个高中的时候, 从离开香港来到美国,
you know, young people like to send some encouragement to a classmate leaving the country, right?
那个时候我要离开的时候，我可能跟同学之间，我们互相写了一些留言，一些告别的话。So
I kept a little booklet.
所以我有一个小本子。And
a few of my good classmates would write a few notes to encourage me.
所以我的好朋友、同学呢，就跟我写了一些东西来鼓励我。Wow,
you are going to a country you don't know what you're going to expect.
所以你要去个国家，你不知道会发生什么事情。So
they wrote some encouragement.
所以他们写了一些东西来鼓励我。Even
though I didn't think much about it at the time.
那个时候我没有想太多。But
it kept in my mind all this year. It never left my mind.
但他们一直还是在我脑海里面，从来没有离开过。And
it seemed so real to me.
对我来讲是确实是真实的。
No matter what profession, young people, you go into,
不管你们将来做什么,
it takes work.
它需要努力,
it takes time.
需要时间。
Now for most profession nowadays, you don't really come out to be very productive until you have done about 10 years of study.
那不管你做什么行业, 实际上你需要花10年的功夫才能有所成就。
And I'm not talking about, you know, just casual study and so forth. I'm not talking about just some casual learning study. I'm talking about intensive study.
我不是讲就是随便学学玩玩的东西，我所讲的就是说要认真的，要努力的。
No matter what profession you go into.
不管你是做什么行业。
By the time you come out to be very productive, you are either in your late 20 or 30 years old.
所以你要真正的有所成就的时候，你一定是在20多岁或者30岁的时候。
And you all know, practice makes perfect.
你们知道, 熟能生巧，对的，熟能生巧。
No matter how smart you are,
不管你多聪明,
it doesn't come just naturally.
它不会轻而易举的能够得到。You
have to put effort in it.
你必须努力。Okay,
better come to the fourth point.
那我们再来谈第四点。
The faithful messenger.
信实的这个传道。
Now, something I learned is that Jesus, since 12 years old, already have a goal.
那耶稣在他12的时候就有了人生的目标。
A very important goal.
非常重要的目标。
Well, he knows that his purpose of coming is to bring the kingdom of earth to all of us.
他来到这个世界上的目的就是要
The kingdom of God, I mean. Kingdom of God to all of us.
就是要把神的国度带到我们世界来。
He knew his ultimate mission is to die on the cross like a scapegoat.
他知道他最终的使命就是就像一个替罪羔羊一样要被钉死在十字架上。
Because God sent him to us to take all our sin and iniquity.
那神让他来到这个世界上就是要来替代我们的罪。
And the only way to do that is that he has to die on the cross.
那唯一能够完成这个的事情呢
Now,
办法就是要让他被钉死在十字架上。
The other thing we also learned that he is fully human.
那另外一件事情我们了解到，他也是一个完全的人。
Remember, I keep emphasizing that because that's the main topic of our sharing the last time and this time.
那我特别强调的这一点，我们这一段时间都是在分享耶稣的人性。
Now, I won't go through all the detail, but I can tell you from the Bible verses in after he. Especially including the time he came out in his ministry.
那我不会讲太多的细节, 但是这个,
because it takes to be fully human in order for him to present his love to us and also represent God's love to all of us.
那他要表达作为人,完全的人, 他对我们的爱, 也要表达神, 神对我们的人的爱, 那么他就要成为一个完全的人, 活在这个世界上。
The Bible told us that he got angry.
那我们从圣经中了解到，他也会生气。
Bible says it's alright to get angry, but do not sin.
那圣经里说了，就是说，他也会生气，但是人会生气，但是不要犯罪。
The anger is part of the human emotion.
那生气是我们人的很自然的一部分的情感。
Remember during the last week of Christ's life, he went to Jerusalem during Passover.
那我们知道，在耶稣最后的一个星期，他去耶路撒冷过这个逾越节。Because
it is very important kind of international observance during that time among the Jewish people.
那在犹太人期间，那个是非常重要的一个节日，一个国际化的。
So the merchant took advantage of this. They start selling animal, exchanging money near the temple.
那个商人呢，他们就利用这样的节期。 来做生意，在这个圣殿旁边来卖一些动物来做交易。
So when Christ saw them, he was so angry. He started whipping them and throwing them out of the temple.
那耶稣基督看到这个就非常的生气，他推翻了很多他们做生意的东西。
He's saying that, didn't you know this is my father's house?
他说你不知道吗？
You're doing all those corrupt merchandise.
那么你们都是这些腐败的一个商人。
Now we know that on the other hand, he also was very human in compassion.
那他在这个怜悯同情方面也是具有丰富的人性。
For twice in the Bible, he said, the Bible said that Jesus wept.
那耶稣里面提到了，耶稣哭了。
Now the word weeping is a very descriptive term in English.
那在英语中, weeping, 哭泣这个词是非常的生动的。
It's not just crying, it's
不只是哭,
weeping.
而是哭泣。
Most people do that only at funeral.
那很多人只是在葬礼上这样做。
不是哭,是痛哭。 Why? Because of the compassion.
他为什么, 耶稣为什么痛哭?
As a human.
是因为他有这样的情感,
作为一个人。 He has some very close friends with him when he was on earth.
那他有很好的,很近的朋友。
Especially a family.
还有家庭。
Who are they?
他们是谁?
Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Remember?
玛丽亚。 他的母亲还有拿撒勒。
For some reason, Lazarus suddenly died.
拿撒勒已经死了。那个时候。
拿撒勒，对。We don't know why, but in a short time he died. He's a young person, young boy.
他是个很小，是一个男孩子。拿撒勒死了。
Martha and Mary sent this news to Jesus.
那玛利亚，他的母亲呢，就告诉耶稣。
So the Bible told us when Jesus first saw Lazarus, he wept.
那当耶稣去看到拉撒路死掉的孩子那个
he hurt him so much,
那个情景，
he was crying.
他哭泣，痛哭。
So we know it is human to do that.
那是一个人性的表现。
Well, one other thing I want to say with you, remember when he found out he had to go to the cross.
那另外就是他必须要上十字架了，那个时候。
If he is a God and not a human, not an easy thing, that's an easy thing that he can handle that, right?
如果就是从神角度，而不是从人的角度，这是很容易的一件事情。
How do I know he is really fully human himself at that time?
那怎么知道他就是一个完全的人呢？
We read about the time he went to Gethsemane.
当我们看到他去这个科西玛丽园。
The Bible told us he cried to God.
那他向神哭泣。
He said, Father, if it is possible,
如果可能的话,
please let this cup pass from me.
让这个杯挪开这个杯。
Basically, he said, Father, is it possible to do some other way than putting me here on the cross?
天父还没有什么其他的办法。
Is there any other alternative? Can you do it other way?
能用其他的办法。
But he said, yet, if it is your will.
但如果是你的旨意,
he did that three times. He went back and forth praying three times.
他来来去去有三次祷告。
And the Bible said he was sweating,
他的全身流汗,
sweating like blood coming out.
就像血出来了,从身体里面。
So from that, know that Jesus really tried to make himself to the point that he was really human. Going through this process.
所以在他经历在整个过程的时候，看到他整个的完全的人的人性。
So and we know that he was able to fulfill God's mission because he wanted God to keep him on a completely human level in terms of all we can do as human. In the meantime, he had this potential for being a fully son of God.
所以他完成神交给他的使命，那在这整个过程中体现了他的完全的人性。
Now, the fifth thing I want to say with you briefly is this.
第五点,
why is it necessary for Christ to go through temptation before he came out to preach?
那为什么在耶稣布道之前呢, 他要经历这样的这个, 叫什么, 试探?
I believe God let him do that is because that is the only way that sin can be called forgiven.
那只有这样做呢, 才能看到这个罪能够得赦免。
The Bible talks about a first Adam and second Adam.
那圣经讲到了这个第一个亚当和第二个亚当。
The first Adam is the one who gave us the original sin.
那第一个亚当，他带来了原罪。
The second Adam, representing Christ, is the one that takes away the original sin from all of us so we can be whole again.
那第二个亚当，也就是耶稣基督，他要赦罪，拿开我们的所有的罪，让我们成为一个完全的圣洁的人。
And I believe that is why God put him through this temptation in the wilderness.
所以这是为什么神要让他经历这样的试探。
He was able to win the victory, to win the victory as a fully human person.
那作为一个完全的人，他战胜了试探。
So this second human Adam, representing Christ, was able to overcome the original sin.
那这个第二个亚当，也就是耶稣基督，他能够克服了原罪。
And if we worship, so we become whole again.
所以我们就与神和好。
In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 21 and 22, it said, So you see, just as death came into the world through a man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. You know what I say? The first Adam, now the second Adam. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to the first Adam. The sinful Adam. Everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life.
所以在哥林多前书的第十五章，
十五章二十一到二十一，
十五章的二十一到二十二，死既是因一个人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来，在亚当里。众人都死了，照样在基督里，众人也都要复活。
Well, we know from the Bible, beginning from Genesis 3:6, where the original sin was committed.
在创世纪第三章第六节里，讲到了原罪是怎么来的。
So when Satan came and tempted Eve,
那这个撒旦来引诱夏娃。
So the Bible said, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye.
在第三章第
六节。
第六节。OK. 他说女人见那棵树的果子好做食物也悦人的眼目且是可喜爱的。
And desirable for getting wisdom.
而且使人有智慧。
She took some and ate it.
那她就拿了一些摘了一些果子来吃。
You know, this corresponds to another word in the New Testament.
那这个和新约里面的一处经文相对应。
If you look at First John chapter
约翰一书
2, verse 16.
第二章第十六节。
It said, for the world,offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but from this world.
是约翰一书第二章
十六节。
十六节，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
It is summary of the original sin.
那这就是对原罪的一个总结。
It's also a summary of all our temptation in our life. All fall into this category.
这也是对我们在人生中的一些试探的总结。
The lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
That cover everything that tempted us in our life.
它覆盖了所有我们所经历的试探。
The craving, it feels good physically, emotionally, mentally.
对于这个肉体、眼目、身体的渴望。
You know, Christ during his temptation in wilderness basically represented all those temptations in the three categories.
那耶稣在旷野里面受的试探。无非就是 这三个类别。
The Bible told us he did not sin.
那圣经告诉我们他没有犯罪。
And you know what? Every time the devil tempted him, he used the Bible to quote it back to Satan. So even as a fully human, his strength also came from God.
那作为一个完全的人，他的力量也是来源于神。
So and finally, the last point I want to point out.
那最后一点，我想指出来。
It's the final event and the mission accomplished.
那就是最后的事件，而且使命完成。
Christ died on the cross.
基督被钉死在十字架上。
As a fully human.
做一个完全的人。
But he has finished his mission.
他完成了他的使命。
While on the cross, he made a statement.
那在这个十字架上，他这样的宣告。
He said, "It is finished."
成了。
Finishing the chore, the mission God sent him.
那完成了神。 让他到这些世界上来的所使命。
But there's something very human that touched me too.
那他的人性让我非常的感动。
When he was on the cross, all the disciples fled and deserted him because they were so afraid.
那当他被钉死在十字架上，他所有的门徒都逃之夭夭，因为他们自己非常的害怕。
Only one apostle stayed behind.
只有一个使徒，他待在那里。
John.
那就是约翰。
Before Christ died, he remembered about his human mother.
他知道他记住了他的人的这个榜样。
The husband gone already, just the mother left.
丈夫走了，那么，母亲还在那里。
He's the eldest son, remember?
你知道，耶稣基督他是他们家的长子。
He has some human responsibility too.
还有一些人的这个责任在。
So he asked John to take care of his mother.
所以他要使徒约翰来照顾他的母亲。
John was standing there watching him suffer.
那约翰就站在那里看他受罪。
So one of the words, last word he said that.
那最后他要讲的话。
He reminded John.
他提醒约翰。
John, this is your mother.
约翰，这是你的母亲。
In other words, you take care of the mother for me. I'm no longer here. He's a human.
你带我来赡养母亲。
I think that showed the human side of Christ.
所以看到他作为人性的一面。
But I think the important thing to also for us Christians to know that his subsequent resurrection is a proof.
那再一次让我们就是了解到，那他的复活是一个证明。
Proof that he is fully human.
那证明了他是一个完全的人。
Die on the cross.
死在十字架上。
Suffering agony like anybody.
那经历了痛苦，就像每一个人一样。
But he rose again.
他又复活了。
He is the Son of God, and he's God himself.
他是神子。
He had a new body after he resurrected, not the same kind of human body like we have here.
他又有了新的身体，不像我们现在这样的身体。
And we talk about that. We talk about his divinity.
那我们讲到他的神性。
Later.
后来。
But the fact is that he is the first one that developed a human body into a new body, that is resurrection.
那他是第一个从一个人的这样的身体，那变成了一个神的身体。
And you know, later when we return to heaven, we will have the same kind of body he has.
那以后我们到了天家的时候，我们也会有这样的新的身体。The
Bible promises that, okay?
圣经是这样承诺的。Well,
something happened, but doesn't mind. I'm going to conclude my sermon by doing something a little different.
那今天我要以一个比较特别的方式来结束我们今天的讲道。
I use this as my prayer and my sharing with you.
那我把它作为我自己的祷告。I
like to have two young people come up here to help me.
我想要两个年轻人上来帮助我。
Two of you volunteer to come out?
谁愿意来？
Will you pass this to everybody, one per copy?
请把这个传给大家，每个人一份。
And while you're passing that, I will just tell you a little bit why I do that.
他们传的时候，我想告诉你们为什么我这样做。
This is a letter that Peter sent to Christ's follower during his time.
Paul.
I mean Peter.
Peter. 这是彼得，写给他的使徒的。
Now, Peter, there's no church at that time, but they are gathering, so we call the followers of Christ. This is what he wrote this letter to. And Peter wrote this just shortly before he was martyred.
那彼得他是一个这个殉道士。
Just a short time before he finished writing this letter, he was put to death.
那在他完成这个之前，他被判了死刑。
It was during the rule of Nero. You know the infamous Nero, the crazy emperor of Rome.
罗马的这个国王叫。
A lot of historians thought he was a psychotic emperor. He was a psychotic emperor.
Psychotic emperor.
Crazy.
好像就很那个
emperor. You know why?
很凶残的.
七星. Yeah, in Cantonese, 七星. Short circuit.
短路的.
You know, during his rule, he ruled about 64 or something, you know, early part of the 60 AD. And during his rule, he blamed the Christian. He set the city of Rome on fire, and he blamed the Christian.
他责备基督徒.
So he put them under the lion in the Colosseum, killed them under the lion, hungry lion. He was so bad. He put people and soaked them in wax and make them into human candles. Have you heard of that?
No.
He was such a cruel emperor. But you know what?
他是一个很残酷的这个皇帝。
Both Paul and Peter died during his rule.
那在他统治之下，保罗和这个彼得，都被判了死刑。
Peter wrote this when he was about 30 years after Christ died. He wrote.
那彼得在耶稣死了30年以后写的。
First and Second Peter was about 3 years apart. First and Second Peter was about 3 years apart.
彼得前书和彼得前传后书有三年的这个时间的差别。
But I think this content of this is very encouraging to all of us for closing this sharing.
这个就是他这个信息对我们来讲非常的有帮助，今天来结束这个。
The reason I pass it out is for two reasons. Number is the new translation, make it easier to understand. A new translation, make it easier for understand.
This is a different.
And the other thing is I like you to keep it in your devotion to remind yourself.
那希望大家在个人灵修的时候也常常的来提醒
about the Christ that we believe in. So I'll read in English as a closing, and you can read it.
I need a copy of it.
You have a copy.
That's a wrong copy.
Oh, I'm sorry. The letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm writing to you to share the same precious faith we have. This faith was given to you because of the justice and fairness of Jesus Christ, our God and Savior. May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus, our Lord. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all this by coming to know Him and about His life. The one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of this, make every effort to respond to God's promise. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly love or brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. For the more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted or blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their old sins. So, dear brother and sister, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Do these things, and you will never fall away. Then God will give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Do we need to read it? They can read it.
Yeah, you can read it, and we'll save some time. You can read it for yourself. But try to keep it so that you will encourage you in your Christian walk. And I believe it is very important, and I hope that what God inspired and encouraged me this week will also encourage you. But before I turn it over to our pastor for our benediction,
让牧师来作为结束。
No, before he comes.
对，在他来之前。
I have done a lot of soul searching the last few couple of weeks in the since 2 weeks ago.
那两个星期在这一段时间呢，我做了很多的内心的这个审查。I'll try
to follow one time. The last 2 weeks. That 2 weeks, I want to share something that I learned for the last 2 weeks.
对，这两个星期我学到的功课，想跟大家分享一下。
You are right. I'm doing some soul searching during this time.
所以在内心有些审查。
And I want to take the opportunity to say two things.
我想利用这个机会讲两件事情。
Number one is that I want to apologize in one of all of you because of a bad decision I made 2 weeks ago.
那我想在你们大家众人面前来道歉, 因为在两个星期前我做了一个不太明智的决定。
Because I really felt I kind of hurt my brother interpreter 2 weeks ago by disregarding him for the second half of my sermon.
那在我在讲道期间呢, 伤害了我的这个翻译的弟兄, 因为在后半部分我把他晾在一边。
I think I was so instantaneously thought about it, I want to finish my sermon, that's how I end up making a quick decision.
所以当时我急切地想要完成讲完我所准备的这个信息, 所以我做错了很快的一个决定。
And I know that is something not wise for me.
那我知道那个是不太明智的决定。
I apologize to you during sermon when I changed the format.
那么当时我改变这个讲道的方式的时候，我向道歉。
I did apologize to my brother a few times afterwards.
那在那个后来我也跟这个弟兄道歉了几次。
But from the input I get, I need to do a much more formal apology in front of all of you.
那经过这样的思考以后，我觉得我应该在众人面前再正式的道歉。
The other thing I want to share with you, and I also got a kind of negative input about my serving in this church.
那另外呢，就是说我自己，对我在这个教会的侍奉也产生了一个负面的一个态度。
And I was aware of it.
我意识到这一点。
But it's hard to change.
但是很难的改变。
Especially when you get to that age, it's not easy to make a lot of
radical
changes.
这么大年纪，就是比较难一点的改变。
But remember, I shared with you last year or years ago about neuroplasticity. How many of you still remember?
我曾经讲到关于这个神经大脑的这个，有一篇道是关于这个。
老了还可以转。 老了还可以换，转换，哦，transfer，老了也 not too old to change，
就是说
not too old to change，
活到老可以改变到老。
So just for proof today， I finished just 1 minute before my time。
所以我可以提前1分钟来完成我今天的。
So from now on, I try to make my sermon shorter so I would not irritate people and I would not become an obstacle to what I want to share. It is my promise to God.
所以我跟神所承诺，就是可能看来不需要翻译，大家都懂了。